spiritual sense. There we go. That's so true. That's that spirit of creativity. This prophet guy once was over at his house and interviewing him for something, Bob Jones, and he goes, you're gonna shortly begin to see with all high senses and more. Okay. I thought I was. But then the Lord started playing with me a little bit, and he's like, what do you taste when you look at something? What do you hear when you see something and it's all silent? You know, you mess up the senses. What do you smell when you walk by that person? It's like, oh. What, and, you know, and just coming alive. But suddenly then the prophetic senses were kicking in and sensing what's really going on in people's lives or what the smell really means. And you get the prophetic symbolism in there. And then my imagination gets going. I used to do a lot of prophetic ministry, and now I just play, you know. But it was just fun. It's just fun to play with the senses and move your words around, like play and pray, you know, different. Seeing with the eyes of our understanding. You know, the scripture talks about that. Well, what is that? That's a spiritual sense and spiritual seeing. It's a different way. So when you're looking at other people, you know, look, imagine the story of them. Imagine the story of these two girls. Who are they? Where are they? Why are they there? Why is somebody filming them? This is actually a DVD. Describe what she sees, hears, smells, touches, and tastes. Take a minute to just write down some things. What would those girls be smelling there? What would they be seeing? Are they eating something? What are they talking about? What's the story? Is the person taking the picture, is that a character? Are they sinister? Or is it a parent watching over them? You know, you can just play with different points of view. This is actually two girls that were sitting on a bridge outside Surrey Castle in Okinawa when I was doing some consulting work there a couple years ago. And they met on the bridge, and they had a Disneyland bag there. And I had my little camera going anyway because it was just such a peaceful scene, and they entered the scene. And that was just fun. It's like interacting with your character. Suddenly they pop into the scene, and then you can start to imagine what they're there and what the story is. And why did one person get to go to Disney World and the other didn't? And was she jealous? And, you know, you just get into imagining more and seeing.